Sharing with you my passion to help people prepare for all kinds of eventualities. We want to bring people the concepts of how and why things work, give them a principle base. You see, each one of us has a different needs in our own households, in our families. We have different economic situations. And that's why instead of just giving people a long list of here's all the things you go out and buy and then you'll be okay. I've got a friend that lives in a valley north of me here a little ways, and he's been very successful with business. And I was visiting into his home one time, and he was showing me all the things that he had, the material things. He's done a wonderful job in terms of the things that are in the basement, and he has the solar panels. He's got a stand-down generator to run things, high-efficiency furnaces, and he pointed out that he can take care of himself for 2 years. That's fantastic. When I looked at everything that he added in, I said, well, that's about $250,000 ticket for what he did at his house and all the things he has. Maybe not everybody can afford that. That being the case, we have to start with the understanding of what you really need and where you can begin from where you are rather than just a big list. I like his list. I think it's a great list of stuff to have. It's just not a very practical one for most of us. All right, we're going back, and just as a review for a second here, we talked about these parachutes for just a moment, the four parachutes for preparedness. That's the short-term kinds of things that happen. We have the clothing, water, sanitation, special needs. The long-term provisions, it breaks into these eight areas. We'll be doing classes on the air on each of these eight as we go along. The eight are clothing, water, sanitation, nutrition, shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies. We've been examining this 72-hour kit that's in front of me here, and the things are one of these that you buy commercially, and or it might be a list that you got from somebody. This is fairly typical, the one that I have here. The next area that we're going into is back to some wellness items for a moment, a couple of things that are just all by themselves. And by the way, a lot of this stuff, it's just loose running around in the box in there, which is a little bit of a problem. You've got to organize it. But here we have, now this is a two-person kit, and so there is one of these sun wipes. It's a little towelette that's covered with some sun protection, SPS 30 plus that's on it. So everybody has one wipe. Well, this thing's supposed to be for 3 days. At least that's a place to start. There's also a towelette that has some insect repellent on it. So you each have one wipe of those things, and they probably don't last for 3 days. That's one thing about these kits is very often they don't have enough even for 3 days. So you've got to take a look and get more of the things that you really need. All right, that's all there was to add in the wellness area. Now let's turn to shelter for a moment. This is one that some of these things, I'll say they irritate me a little bit. Now, these people are trying, but try is not good enough. We've got to have things that truly, really work. That is the bottom line. Okay, so we have a tube tent. You'll see this all over the place, the tube tent. Well, why a tube tent? Well, you can go down and buy them for $6. You know, they're $5.95 for a tube tent. And it's got this nice little picture on here of this. In this case, it's orange. They've been black. They've been different colors, but this one's orange so that it's, you know, safety orange, and that's the point that they make about it. A little sign on here says, make setting up camp a cinch, an essential for any 72-hour kit, and includes nylon rope. And then there's directions on here that say, you know, you locate a couple of a place to set up your tent, and, you know, you got a couple of trees or car doors or posts or something, and you string the rope on one side, slide the tube tent. It's just a big tube, plastic tube, over it, and then tie it off on the other end, and then put some rocks or logs or sticks or something in the bottom to kind of spread it out as a little pup tent. And that's going to set up our thing that's going to give us some shelter. Well, we're going to evaluate this tube tent and see how good of a shelter it'll be when we come back here in just a couple of moments.
Do Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips. You know, before the break, we were talking about this tube tent thing that you'll find in some of these 72-hour kits. Now, am I saying, as Webb been going through these things, I made comment on them, am I saying that things are absolutely useless, there's no purpose, no need for them? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am wanting to help you understand is, what are some of the limits? Where do they fit in? And if we back it up to the principle, you might start to understand why I take the principle approach, because if you back everything up to the principle of what do I really need, what really works, how does it work, why does it work, what are the things that are going to get me into trouble the quickest, and then be sure that you're solving those things, whether we're talking about something for 72 hours, 720 hours, or beyond that, they have to match the principles or you get into trouble. And that's the problem with some of these commercially made kits or just lists of things that are passed around and people go out and get the list and they feel like they're okay. Well, here we've got our tube tent. Here's the first thing that I noticed about this thing as I set it up. And that is, one is this thing they call a nylon rope. It's a very thin, it's strong, it's plenty strong, and it is nylon. It's like a fish leader, but it's just, you know, just all kind of twisted together in one twist. I wouldn't call it a rope. It's just a bunch of fish leader together. difficult to tie with. If you're not have experience tying knots, you're going to have a hard time with it. And I just fussed with it for a little while and said, I'm going to set this thing up. I'll use my own rope. It's easier to work with to get it tied, to get it tight. Most people don't know how to get a rope tight, and they don't know how to do the knots and the cinch hitches and those kinds of things. And if you don't, if you have a rope that's hard to work with or this twine, it's difficult to work with. This would be very much like if you're familiar with the baling twine that's used on baling straw and hay. It's kind of like that is what's in this package. Okay, so we've slipped our tube over this rope. I strung it between a couple of trees that I had in my yard, in this case where I was setting up. And the first thing I noticed was that there was almost no breeze blowing whatsoever. But I got this picture of this thing. It's just like standing out almost horizontal. There's barely enough breeze to ruffle the trees on the leaves on the tree. Now, what's my point? It's very thin. It's very lightweight. It didn't take much of a breeze to get this thing sailing in the air. It's probably a mil and a half thick. It's very, very thin plastic. What does that say about its durability? It's not going to hold up very well. Well, okay, so we forget that. We've got it set up here, kind of this pup tent, and it's a tube. What's the problem with the tube? Well, both ends are missing in this thing. You know, you can look right through it. When do you want shelter? When do you want a tent? Well, if your clothing isn't any good and you're trying to rest or sleep or those things, you'd like to get inside of this tent thing that we've got right here, and the wind is blowing and it's raining or sleeting, it whistles right through this thing. There's no doors on the ends. And then what really points out the deficiency of this thing, I lay my sleeping bag inside of it, and at the head of it, my sleeping bag, I have 7.5 inches at the head and 7 inches at the foot, and there's my sleeping bag inside of this thing. If it was dead calm and the rain was falling straight down and it hits the ground, it's going to splash up inside of this thing and get me all wet. Now, this might work for somebody that's like 3 feet long. You can get down inside of it in the center of it, but for a big guy, and you know, I'm 6'3", and a sleeping bag that fits me, I just about hang out the ends on this thing. I would say this is a joke, except it's not very funny. That's the problem. You could use this for a short person, not to put it up as a tent. You'd leave it down on the ground. You'd slide a sleeping bag inside of it, your sleeping mat. You fold the foot in underneath, and then you can take the head part of it and pull it in around you, and you could lay down on the ground, and the wind won't blow through it. The humidity, the rain won't come in it. The sleep won't come in it. So you could actually use it if you were 3 feet long, 4 foot long. If one of these things was 12 foot long, it would be useful to do that for an adult. It's just way too short is the problem. So that's the shelter that they're providing, a very limited value. See, here, you remember in the beginning when I was talking about you've got your 72-hour kit that you bought, and you open it up, and you're trying to set it up, and you got this thing strung between a couple of trees, and you've got two people trying to get inside of this. By the way, I filled it completely. My sleeping bag filled up the whole bottom of it. Let's say you've got two people that are inside of this thing, and the wind is blowing, and it's raining. It's not going well. That will shoot your attitude. That's what I'm talking about, these things becoming a setup for disaster, because when you lose your attitude, you lose your life. All right, let's take a look at what they did for nutrition in this kit. They have some of these, we call them lifeboat rations. They come in a foil pouch. They're kind of a little biscuit or a bar that's all packed together. They have a 5-year shelf life on them if you'll treat them, you know, reasonable and you don't puncture it so you don't get air into them. They're vacuum-packed, and it's something that will still be edible, well, sort of edible, in 5 years. You have to read the ingredient list on this when I talk about nutrition. It does have enriched flour, which means they take out all of the good stuff, and then they put it back with some artificial things, but that's what enriched flour is. So you've got white flour, vegetable shortening, sugar, and flavoring. That's basically what's in there, vanilla flavoring with a little bit of lemon flavoring. So you have white flour, you have Crisco, you have white sugar, and you've got some flavoring in it, and that's what you're eating. First off, if you're trying to feed this to your kid, let's say you got a 10-year-old kid, hey, this kid's going to fast for 3 days before he'll eat this thing. He's not going to touch it. They're hard as a brick. And it's like eating sawdust that has, Crisco and sugar in it, you know, with a little bit of vanilla flavoring. Now, if you had nothing, and if you're floating around in the ocean in a lifeboat, and after a few days, it'll give you some calories. It'll help you keep up some of your strength and those things, but it's not what I would call truly nutritious is the bottom line. You're going to get hungry. You know, I've eaten them. And, you know, I'm pretty tolerant of things that don't taste all that good, and I'm just going like, oh, man. Here's what makes the difference between what I will eat and what I won't eat. It's the same kind of thing that I have somebody say, well, I got this, you know, this 16-year-old's really a picky eater. Well, the difference between what I will eat and what I don't eat is about 48 hours. You know, if you go hungry for a while, I'll tolerate it. Children, however, don't do that as well. If you study what goes on with them, they'll just get to where they just shut down. Up in a ball, and they're not going to be trying to consume anything, is the bottom line. So it does need to taste reasonable. That would help. Reasonably good is useful, as well as being nutritious. We need good nutrition. That's the bottom line. Okay, so that's the nutrition component that's in here, some of these lifeboat rations. Let's turn to sanitation for a moment. Sanitation, well, there's a couple of rolls of toilet paper, and that's useful. You really would like to have some, but that's it as far as sanitation goes, except you went back into that one pack I had in the beginning. There was like a towelette, you know, but there was like one per person. It was two people, so there were two in there. Clothing. Now, I said I wouldn't expect there to be, you know, your normal kinds of clothing will be in this kit. It's not going to be in there because that's a very personal thing. But there are some things that are augment that clothing. First thing that we find in this bag is we have an emergency poncho. This is, again, one of these things at the bottom, mil thick. Now, it does have a hood on it, has some arms on it. You pull it over top of you. It will keep the rain off, and so that is useful, except you're going to get to use it once. It is so very, very thin. If you live in an area where you have, you know, rain and wind and those things that come in, you know, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to really know something about some rain gear, and you'll want to have some serious rain gear. If you live in the desert Southwest where I used to be, this might work because, you know, you could be out there for a week and not see any rain. If it did come up and rain, you'd probably enjoy getting wet. But this is not something you can use for extended periods of time. Next thing in the clothing area, this is one of them that really starts to irritate me because of the implications of what it will do, but then you compare that with the reality, the principle of what it actually does do rather than what it looks like it might do. And that is this thing that we call the space blanket. Now, they still come in the form where it's just a flat sheet. You know, they're about 52 inches by 72 inches. Well, that'll fit a three-year-old. Doesn't fit an adult very well, and you're supposed to wrap up in it. Or I'll say the better way that you get them is the way this one is in this kit. It's actually made in the form of kind of a bag. It's sealed up on three sides and has a drawstring around the top so you can get inside of it. The only thing that I noticed is I couldn't get all the way into it. It's a little bit short for a tall guy like me, but for a young person it would work better, or a, you know, a woman or somebody smaller. So you can get down inside of this bag. Now, I look at the picture that's on this thing. You got this picture of this kid who's got this silver blanket pulled up around him, and he's got a big smiley face on. You know, the kid's looking really, really happy. And then you have this little note on here. It says, reflects 80% of radiated body heat. So think about it. Smiley kid, reflects 80% of body heat, and it's in this tiny little package that's in here. It's like, this has got to be good. And so, you know, you figure you've got your emergency sleeping taken care of with this bag. Well, try it. Now, does it in fact help? The answer is yes. Have these things made a difference for people? Yes. If you had absolutely nothing, would it help? Yes. As a matter of fact, if you really want to see this one in operation, if you get that DVD that we have, if you go to preparemyfamily.com or send us an email or to the voicemail, this DVD that we're getting to people for $5.50, it's a two-hour principle-based DVD. We'd like to see them in everybody's home. It lays out the principles I'm talking about here, plus a lot more. And you can see it in there. One of the segments that we filmed is me outside in a snowstorm getting into this thing. And so you can see what it looks like and what it feels like and the whole thing. But, and it reminded me, because I hadn't used one for many years when I got into it. It's like, oh, man, these things are so bad, is what it comes down to. But the implication is they look good. Now, will it help? As I said, yes, it will. But how much will it really do? That would be the question we need to investigate. Will it truly save your life? Under what conditions could it save your life? And do you need something more than this? That's what we'll take a look at as we come back from the break in a few moments.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
I'm Jim Phillips, your host. Well, as we were talking here before the break, the space blanket thing, this reflective blanket, and it says that it reflects back 80% of body heat. Is that true? And the answer is, well, actually, it is true. It will return 80% of your radiated body heat. But the thing that you need to do is let's figure out how important that really is. You see, you lose heat through three different mechanisms. You lose heat through conduction. That's where you're in direct contact with the air or with something around you, and it just conducts the heat right through it. You know, you touch something cold, you can feel the heat going out. We call that feeling the cold. It's the loss of heat. You lose heat through convection, and that's where you have a fluid that surrounds the body, in this case the air. The air is a fluid, and as that fluid heats up, its density goes down, it rises off of you. That's natural convection. And then we also have forced convection. If you're out in the wind and it's blowing the air away from you, the heated air, that carries heat away, so you have that way of losing it. We have conduction and convection, both natural and forced, and then we have radiation. That's where you have the infrared that the body gives off, that heat signature that will radiate out, and you lose heat that way. Well, let's analyze how much heat you would lose through radiation compared to the other three. We're going to do this test. Since this thing is supposed to take care of you in the cold, let's do it in the cold. Well, let's take it to the extremes. Not that you'd necessarily really use it this way, but let's say the temperature was like zero or below zero. Let's go to a mountaintop. I have a lot of mountaintops around me here, surrounding me. We're going to go there because we're at high altitude. The air is clear. The air is thin. Let's do it on a clear night where there's no clouds in the winter. So we have deep space radiation. What I'm setting this up to be is the maximum radiation that you can do. Then we're going to take you, since we do this at night, you'll understand why we do it at night, because we're going to strip you down, stark raving, screaming naked, and paint you flat black. What I'm doing is I'm turning you into a black body radiator and let you stand out there in the middle of the night for deep space radiation to let you radiate in all of your glory into space out there. What percentage of your body heat do you lose to radiation compared to conduction and convection? Well, it's about 10%. You're going to lose, in that situation, about 10% of your heat loss is going to be accounted to radiation. The rest of it's going through conduction and convection. So you're going to get 80% of the radiated heat back. That means you get 80% of the 10%, so you get 8% of your body heat back. Will that help? Yes, it will. Now, the fact that you're inside of a plastic bag stabilizes the air, so now you don't lose as much to the convection around you, particularly if the wind is blowing. You could do that with a big giant garbage bag. You could do that with just a plastic sheet. So that has some value, the fact that it'll stabilize the air. But there's not any great magic in this reflective thing. It will help. It will make a difference. And if the difference between living and dying was like 8%, then, boy, glad for the 8%. 12%, you're just not going to make it. That's the bottom line. So the radiated return is useful, but it's not all that it's cracked up to be. You've got to have more than that. All right. Now then, you have one of those bags. What would you do with it? How do you use one of those things? Well, the instructions on it give you the impression what it says is you get inside of it and you pull it tightly around you. That seems like that's what you'd want to do, but you have to understand a radiant barrier, something that reflects, it will only reflect if there's a little bit of a gap between you and it. In other words, when that thing is right up next to your skin or right up next to your clothing, it can't radiate anything back. We're just working on the conduction that goes right through that thin piece of plastic. This is Mylar, and it is about a half a mil thick, third of a mil thick. It's very strong, but it's very, very thin. There is no insulation value there at all. The only way that you make these things work is they need to stand away from the body a little bit. You know, like a quarter of an inch would be great, just a little bit of an air gap, because we're not trying to heat a big space. We just want it to be a little ways away from it. It stabilizes the air, and then it can reflect back some of that radiant energy. And the bag, the way that it's set up, it won't do that. So there we have our little reflective bag, very, very limited in what it'll do. A lot of times when I have classes, in fact, I'll tell you this. In fact, I'll tell my trainers this. This is one of the things that they're going to end up doing. They're going to experience these things. You get out your plastic reflective bag, and it's not even the dead of winter right now. Let's say your nighttime temperatures are in the 40s or in the 50s. You go outside and spend a night in one of these things and see what it's like. And then think about, what if it was really cold out there? The other thing, by the way, you're going to notice about this, it is a complete moisture barrier. It's waterproof. And so any of the humidity and water that's coming off of you is going to be trapped inside of that bag. And here you are with this thing all closed up around you, and there's some humidity, perspiration coming off your body. I don't mean you're dripping in sweat. I just mean there's moisture that comes through your skin all the time. It's going to be collecting in your clothing, and your clothing becomes wet. And now then you have another problem to deal with. So it's extremely limited in what it'll do, and it'll set you up for trouble. All right, let's take a look at one other thing that's inside of this bag. And I kind of put it in the clothing area because it's to help make up for the fact that your clothing isn't all that good. They have some of these little heat packs. You know, these are these little plastic bags that you rip open. and they have a little pouch inside of them, this little white pouch that you shake up and they get warm. That's a very, very common thing that you have, and they talk about putting them in gloves and boots and things.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips, your host. You know, just before the break, we were starting to talk about these little heat packs that you'll see them very commonly in survival kits. People use them hunting. They carry them around in their car. Do they get hot? And the answer is absolutely. As a matter of fact, you have to be careful when they're brand new and really cooking. They can get to 120 to 140 degrees. They potentially can hurt you. Here's a little thing we did with these in times. You can use them for heating meals. They'll heat up a meal very, very nicely. All right. So you've got some of these things in your kit. Let's say especially you have some of these things that you've been storing in your emergency supplies or kicking around in the trunk of the car or in a bag someplace, or you've got them, boxes full of them in the basement, and you've had those things there for 3, 4, 5, 6 years just waiting for the time when your hands are freezing, when your feet are cold. Well, In this little kit that we have right here, there's six of them. Now, this is a two-person kit, so that means that each person gets one. And it's a little bit larger than, you know, a playing card, so you can choose, am I going to heat my right hand, my left hand, my left foot, my right foot, or am I going to put it in which pocket inside my coat? You know, if you covered yourself in these things, you could really get yourself warm. All right, never mind the fact that there's not very many of them. Let's talk about what they do. First off, understand how these things work. It's a very simple process, very reliable. It's actually very clean. It has some iron powder that's in there. There's some salts and a little bit of water, and then there may be some clay or sawdust or something else that helps carry it. What this is a process that when you open this thing up and you expose it to the oxygen in the air, it'll begin burning the iron, if you will. It makes it rust. And you see, when iron rusts or when iron burns like this, it's actually an exothermic reaction, meaning that it gives off some heat. So you have the iron powder that's in there that's being oxidized, and that liberates some energy, some heat, and you feel it as something that gets warm. Well, great. They do, in fact, work. That's the bottom line, if you have enough of them. But here's the setup, and this is the thing they don't tell you, and that is the fact that these things have a practical shelf life of no more than 2 years. They have a shelf life because there's a small amount of oxygen that leaks through the plastic, and over a period of, you know, 1, 2 years, 3 years, these things are slowly, slowly consuming the iron. So if you've had it in your pack for 5 years, your hands are now freezing and cold. They're like numb, but you knew you had these things, and you can warm your hands up when you push as far as you can. But, boy, I'm going to thaw my hands out. You rip one of these things open, and it does diddly. It just sits there, or maybe it gets just tiny bit warm, but not enough to solve the problem. You thought you had it fixed, and now the thing is broken. It's not actually broken. It did its job. It's just been very slowly giving up its resources, if you will. So you don't have it when you need it. They have a shelf life. If you bought them at a garage sale from somebody, they're probably dead. If you bought them from the closeout from a store that's going out of business, they're probably dead. You really need to use them within 1 year. Beyond that, it begins to be very dubious. So there's an item that's to make up for your lousy clothing or make up for the fact that the space blanket didn't work very well. Oh, by the way, one other little thing about these things, if you've ever used them, you'll notice that they give off humidity. They give off steam. They have water in them. And so that little bit of water is being, if you will, boiled out of them. And so now it gets things wet. It gets your clothing wet. And when we start talking about insulation and clothing and winter things, moisture is one of those things that's so critical that you manage and you take care of and that you eliminate. Well, that's our clothing section that was in this kit. We had the little plastic poncho, we had the space blanket, and we had the heat pack things. Now let's go to the other one. And this is one that's really, I will say, is embarrassing because of how poor it is, and that's water. You can buy water that's already prepackaged, ready for you to use in your survival kits, and that's great. It's a good way to go. It's kind of pricey. It's amazing that the water costs more than soda pop. Of course, the water's far better for you than soda pop, so don't go for the cheap thing. This one comes with some of these little, they're like the juice boxes, except they're just packed with water. They will store for a long period of time. The water's, you know, very stable in them. But here we have, this is a two-person kit, and you have six per person. Since this is a three-day kit, supposedly, that means you have two of these water blocks per person. Each one of them has, let's see, reading on the box here, it's 8.45 fluid ounces, just a little over a cup. So you have two cups per day. Now, you remember when we were talking about the parachutes and long-term provisions, I said that water is such a critical thing. That's why it's number two on the list, because you have to have water. So the question might be, how much water do you really need? We said that, you know, if you don't have any water, that within a couple of days, 3 days, you're in big trouble. In fact, depending on the circumstances, you may not survive. How much water do you need on a daily basis? Well, what we teach people that you need to be storing, and this would be storing for your expedient water use. Expedient just means you can just use it. You don't have to do anything other than just open it and use it. You want to have a minimum of 1 gallon per person per day. 1 gallon per person per day. Now, that gives you a little bit of margin in there, because if you're a small person and the conditions aren't really bad and you're not working real hard, 2 quarts might be just fine, half a gallon. But when the conditions are harsh, when it's very cold or very hot, or when you're working hard, you may need more than a gallon a day. So let's just say it's 1 gallon per person per day. That's what you need. All right, let's turn to our kit over here, and what I have is 2 cups. 2 cups is what part of a gallon? Let's see. I think 1 cup is a 1/16 of a gallon, so I've got 1/8 of a gallon if I did my math quickly in my head. Whatever it is, it's way short is the bottom line. In fact, if I take a look at the amount that's given to me for 3 days, it's actually 1/3 of a day's supply. So if I consume my water in the first day, what are you going to do for the next 3 days, 2 days? Well, as a matter of fact, this kit comes with some drinking water purification tablets, a little bottle of them. It'll do about 30 quarts. That would be adequate. So we have this little bottle. It has these little tablets that you can drop in your water. So we spread out our kit, and what do we have to put them in? We have a Sierra cup that'll hold about 10 ounces of water, and each one of these tablets does a cup, does a quart of water. What are you supposed to do? Swallow a tablet, drink a quart of dirty water? There is not a container in here, nor are there instructions to put a container in here that you can get some contaminated water in, drop your tablets in, give it the time. It has to have residency time. It has to sit in that water. Ideally, you really need to let it sit for an hour or more so that the chemicals in there can do their job to kill the pathogens that would get you into trouble. And by the way, contaminated water is very, very deadly, very dangerous. Think about it. If you have a loss of infrastructure because the infrastructure is broken or you're separated from it, in other words, you don't have medical and health and pharmaceutical and whatever it is around you, you're on your own, what is one of the most devastating things that can happen to you, particularly in an emergency where you're under a lot of stress? It's diarrhea. You get diarrhea trying to take care of that where you don't have facilities and everything. It's very hard on you. But here's the other thing I'd like you to understand that maybe most people don't know. If you take a look around the world right now, in terms of the things that is causing people to lose their lives, what they're dying from, the leading cause of death on planet Earth right now, today, is dysentery, diarrhea. Dysentery is just uncontrollable diarrhea. And the side effects of that, that kills people. Where does it come from? It comes from contaminated water. It's contaminated water that gets on food. It surfaces. However you get it into your body, you get these microbes, these amoebic dysentery, you get bacteria, any number of things. You ingest those things. Your body, trying to fight them and flush them out, is just pumping the waters and fluids and electrolytes and things out of your body uncontrollably. You'll go into serious dehydration within a very short period of time. And once you have serious diarrhea, dysentery, you need to be on an IV to pump fluids back into the water. And if you don't happen to have an IV set up with you and you've dehydrated terribly, you're not going to make it, is the bottom line. So you must avoid getting sick. See, that's a sanitation issue, having sanitary water. Remember what I said about sanitation as one of the parachute items, how critical it is? You must have sanitary water. You must have sanitary food. You must have sanitary surfaces around you. Extremely important to pay attention to those things. So water is one of the things that you must have. You must have an adequate supply of it. It must be quality water, meaning that it's been purified and it's safe for you to consume and drink. So there we have our kit. We have this nice box that has this pack that has all these things in it. And you look at them, and if you back it up to the principle, and that's why as we go forward in this class, and as we do this week after week over the air, I'm going to be giving you the principles. I'm going to be explaining to you how and why things work, what they really do, what they do not do, so that you'll have an understanding of what it takes for you to be okay. You see, what's the name of this program? It's prepare without fear. Well, there's a lot of things that go into that. Yes, that is spiritual, mental, emotional, psychological. But all of those things, in part, are founded on the fact that you know what you need. And again, it's psychological, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Those things have to be there, but it's also physical. And if you've made provisions for your future, taking care of those things in balance, then what is your attitude about things that may befall you, your neighborhood, your community, your country, your world? Your attitude becomes one of, well, you know what, I can deal with this. As we go along, we'll be talking about some things, I'll say pretty bluntly, pretty straightforward. I'm not going to pull any punches with you. We'll discuss them in an appropriate way as best I know how to do, so that you will understand what it takes for you to be okay. So the bottom line to this is about some of these commercial kits that you may buy. That kit could kill you. As a matter of fact, I've given you in over the air here a presentation I recorded years ago. It's called Your 72-Hour Kit Could Kill You. And I don't mean that flippantly. I don't mean that lightly. I just simply mean that if you don't have the right things that you need, you're in trouble. Well, that'll give you a little bit of an idea of the approach that I like to take and how we're going to be presenting things. You see, as we go along in these live classes on the air, we're also taking live classes across the country. We may have a chance to meet up with you, I may, or some of the other instructors and people that I have. The other thing is, if you have questions about what we're talking about, specific needs, email those to me at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can also call us at 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. And that's a voicemail. It's an automated voicemail. But my customer service people, they will pick those things up. We will see to it that you get answers to everything. You may want to get the some of the DVDs and things that we produce. We encourage you to do that. But quite frankly, I'm going to teach everything here I possibly can on the air because my interest is to reach out to as many families across this country as we can because, you see, it is about creating an atmosphere, a culture of preparedness in the face of a changing world. It's about teaching families a principle-based approach to true preparedness so that you can face any eventuality. No matter what happens, you can face it without fear, and we'll be talking about all the principles that make that possible. Now, one of the things we'll also do as we go along is I will teach you from the principle base and from a proven experience base the things that would really work in an emergency kit. Let's say you're just getting started putting things together for preparedness, and you don't have thousands of dollars today. I hope you do. I hope you can. Do as much as you can, as fast as you can. But let's say that you have a few hundred dollars, and it's like, where do I put them? You've got to put them in areas that will make a difference. You see, if you took care of one area over here, but you froze to death over here, what's the point of spending the money where you did? You may have to spend it in a balanced way across the board. We'll teach you how to do that. The other thing is, we'll show you that you have a lot of things laying around the house that you can be using. It isn't like you have to go out and buy everything from scratch. You probably have a lot of stuff that you can be using. We'll be talking about some of those things also. I also encourage people that have experience, send us emails, send us your experiences, send us your ideas. And we'll bring on as time goes along. I have a number of people that I want to bring on the show. They have expertise I don't have. I'm not the guy who's going to be teaching the extreme primitive survival. I can do it, but I don't do it enough to consider myself an expert. You know, you've got the Tom Browns and the Fred Bowmans and others out there. You give these guys a rock and a breech cloth and send them off into the wilderness, they'll come back with clothes and they'll come back fat. Me, I'll make it, but I won't be in quite as good a shape as they are because I don't practice those things on a daily basis. What I do practice and what we do teach people is how to prepare yourself so that you can live long enough to learn the skills. If you had to go very primitive, you'll then have the expertise around you, and you will be developing your own so that you'll be able to go forward. Years ago when I was going into teaching these ideas, I'm fascinated by the extreme primitives way of living. And I really wanted to do those things, and I do them. But as I made a choice in my career of teaching, I just came to the conclusion that most people do not have the time, nor do they have really the motivation or the commitment to learn how to live in an extremely primitive situation with very, very little. It takes a lot of time, and it takes a little bit of suffering. Most people won't do that. Let's help them live long enough by being properly prepared with things you can gather around you. In other words, lay up and store, make provisions for the future, however you want to put it, so that you will be prepared to handle those things if and when should they come. That's what we'll be doing. Well, as I mentioned, we're interested in meeting people in different seminars and classes and workshops around the country. We'll be doing that. If you have an interest in that, just drop us an email here. I've been across the country already, and we'll be doing it again. One of the things I'm doing is I'm training trainers who will go out and do some of this instruction so we can reach more people. I really can't do all the classes. I love it. It's fun. But the goal is to reach a lot of people. That's another reason why we have this DVD, this first one in the series that's available at an extremely low cost. You can get that on our website or by emailing or by leaving a message at the 888 number. It's the number one in the Self-Reliant Family series, 2 hours principle-based. It covers a lot of what I covered here and a bunch more we didn't have time to do here. I'm drawing from all these different classes, and we'll be sharing this material with you as we go along. Now then, we want to hear from you. Next week in our classroom on the air, we'll be here at the same time. In the meantime, send in emails and leave us your questions, because I'll be using those to help structure our classes as we go forward. We're not taking live calls at this point in time because there's kind of a message that we want to get out, and there's kind of an agenda or a curriculum that we want to lay out. But I do want to hear from you, and we'll be sure that any question that you have will be answered on any topic as we go along. So send us your questions and your comments. We'd be glad to hear from you. Very much so. And some of you people that in the future, we may want to have some of you on the show. Here's one of the reasons why I like doing classes and courses. I learn things from other people that have done things I haven't done. If you'll understand this concept that we need each other, in fact, my message is this. It's about building self-reliant families that are interdependent within self-reliant communities. I do not believe in the concept that we all have to be absolutely on our own, that we're going to be doing this on our own and nobody else around is going to help us. We need each other now.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Thank you.
last few moments of Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips. Let me leave this thought with you as we go into review a few principles we've talked about. This is something I wrote a number of years ago as a way of expressing my feelings on some of these things. Well-being is yours to determine. It is created as a moment-by-moment reflection of your attitudes, beliefs, and dreams. Flying across the deserts of this country are both hummingbirds and vultures. The hummingbird is searching for a colorful and fragrant flower from which to sip its meal of sweet nectar. The vulture is looking for a rotting carcass from which to rip its dinner of smelly flesh. The hummingbird and the vulture each find exactly what they are searching for. We, too, are like the hummingbird and the vulture. In life, day by day, we find exactly what we are looking for. It is all a matter of the intent, purpose, and need which fills our life. However, there is a fundamental difference with us. The course of the hummingbird and the vulture is unchangeably set, wherein there is neither thought, intent, or need to search for anything different. Thus, they both perfectly fulfill the measure of their creation and find joy in it. We, on the other hand, have the agency and the charge to choose what fills our lives. The intent, purpose, and need of our lives is ours to determine. Thus, each of us holds the keys to fulfilling the measure of our creation and finding joy in our life. May we develop the courage to create joy in our lives each moment, no matter what the circumstances at the time. May we also develop a climate for the same in those over whom we have stewardship. That is how I believe it really works. I believe the choices to our future are ours. Our outlook, our feelings, our emotions about these things are critical. And by the way, we'll probably end up doing an entire segment on attitude. It'll be woven in with other things, but really that's what we're talking about here. You remember what I said, the truth about life. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And that's what I believe that our future should be. We look forward to visiting with you more in the future. I look forward to sharing with you. Please send us your emails and your calls to the 800 number. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Again, askjim@preparemyfamily.com. Or you can call the toll-free number, which is 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888-YOU-GET-SET. Leave your questions there, your suggestions, your ideas. If you'd like to order the two-hour principle-based DVD, it's available on preparemyfamily.com, or just send us an email. We'll get back with you, or call on the phone. And I'll be answering questions as you send those things in. We'll be sure that everything gets covered, both on the air and or, in some cases, maybe it's appropriate to answer them privately. I will also do that, do as much as I possibly can. We'll be here every week at this time sharing thoughts with you. One of the things that's going to happen as we go along, you see, this is the first in the series, and I'm going to build upon this, and the classes will build upon this. Well, what if somebody comes in 3 weeks from now and they miss some of these foundational concepts? There'll be little reviews as we go along, but we're actually looking at setting up a way where you'll be able to listen to these programs, and we're going to repeat parts of them so that everybody will have the same basis on which to base their preparation in the way that we're teaching it. We want you to have the information. We want you to have the understanding. We want you to have the truth about these things so that you can face your future without fear, and that means that you'll be in balance spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. They all go together to make this work so that you can simply look and say, you know what? I'm ready. And I think you'll understand that means that the spiritual part of this has to be in place. You've got to take care of that part of your life above and beyond anything else. And then you can face the future without fear. This is Jim Phillips. See you next week. With